Hi, dictation for Fatima Wells, FATIMAHWELLS. Fatima Wells, date of service 7/16/2025. Date of birth is 5/8/81. Date of accident is 4/29/2023. Ms. Fatima Wells is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 4/29/2023 as a restaurant driver, where she was T-boned on the driver's side. The impact has caused her multiple issues, especially with the herniated disc at the lumbar region, complex tear of the left shoulder area with a slap 1 and complete tear of supraspinal tendon, for which she had a surgery for the left shoulder. Knee was okay. She also has a herniated disc at C5-6, which is not really truly bothering her too much, but she has a herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Along with this, there is a facet joint inflammation. Pain in the right knee is also very severe, around 8 or 9, making it difficult to walk. She's also due for surgery for the right knee. The left shoulder pain is now 0, and she's able to lift 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with the left shoulder. The lower back pain is still reported to be 9. No radiation is reported anymore to the lower extremities or upper extremities. Pain level varies from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected. 8. The 70% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. Physical examination reviews blood pressure of 147/104, pulse 65, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same as previous visit of 6/11/2025, dictation number 0611-057. The patient's right shoulder examination is completely normal with no pain at all. And on inspection, there are small scars that are from the surgery in the front and the back. 180 degrees of range of motion is present on active motion for abduction and forward flexion. And then knee examination is the same. There is a issues with the knee, as having a meniscus tear and a ACL tear, and patient is requesting an injection to the right knee intra-articular. That will be provided today. In addition, patient is provided with the medication Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Escifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Wellbutrin XR for 150 mg twice a day, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for reticular pain. Lunesta 1 mg for sleep, Dantrolene lotion for topical pain relief. We have discontinued all the physical therapy and discontinued all the disability. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient is in compliance. The procedure that is being done today is as follows. The procedure is intra-articular injection of the right knee with dexamethasone and Marcan. Again, name of the patient is Fatima Wells, date of service 7/16/2025, date of birth is 5/8/81. And procedure is done according to protocol, and medical indications are based on long-term pain. Patient is due for surgery next month and is requesting the injection to subside the pain temporarily for the help, so that she can climb the steps and relax and walk around. Surgery. So this pain is being done to, this injection is being done to help in the pain and ADL and decrease the need for pain medications. Thank you.